Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for culturalmining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Do you like liking things? Then you might like Toronto's Luminato Festival of Music, Dance, Theatre, and Film starting this weekend. There's a free event on Sunday at the Air Canada Center where you can join a music mob. Bring any kind of musical instrument and join in what might be the biggest performance of Ravel's Bolero ever. But what if you like something smaller, more personal? Well, this week I'm looking at two low-key movies about ordinary single guys. One's a divorced dad who just wants to cook what he likes. The other's a university student who wants to meet girls who like guys like him. Chef, written and directed by Jon Favreau. Chris Casper, played by Favreau, is a famous chef who lives in L.A. He's not one of those namby-pamby chefs. No way. His umami bites back. His artisanal gochujang packs a wallop. You can tell Carl's a tough guy from the knuckle tattoos that say El Jefe. Must have spent time in foodie prison. Don't mess with this guy. He's got a mean temper. But one day, a local critic and his former booster revisits the restaurant. He says the food there is tired, unadventurous, and mediocre. Mediocre? I'll show you adventurous, Carl says. He's furious. He learns about this newfangled social network known as Twitter, and he shoots him a nasty tweet. But he doesn't realize that everyone online could read it. It goes viral, and events start to spiral. He challenges the critic to come back and try his new menu, but the conservative restaurant owner, played by Dustin Hoffman, wants him to stick to the old school dishes. Carl won't do it, so it's goodbye, Carl. Meanwhile, on the home front, his kid feels neglected by his divorced dad. The weekly visits to theme parks don't amount to quality time. There's no communication. There's no heart-to-hearts. Carl puts all his effort into cooking, but nothing into just hanging with his boy, played by MJ Anthony. His beautiful, nice, smart, and rich ex-wife, why did they get divorced again? Has a plan. Inez, played by Sofia Vergara, invites Carl to come down to Miami with them. Once there, he gets an old food truck and fixes it up, and now he can devote himself to cooking while spending quality time with his son. And with the help of his sidekick sous chef Martin, played by John Leguizamo, the three of them embark on a cross-country tour, learning local recipes, cooking for their fans, and meeting people as they drive. But what will happen once they're back in LA? This is not a bad movie, especially if you like beautiful scenery and lots of pictures of people cooking and eating delicious recipes. Social networking subplot, what is this thing called the internet and how does it work? Feels embarrassingly old. And Chef isn't a comedy either, since it's basically devoid of deep belly laughs. And it's not a love story. There's no romance or sex in this movie. What it is a very light family drama about a middle-aged foodie getting to know his son. And you know what? I think that's good enough. Being Ginger, directed by Scott P. Harris. Are redheads discriminated against? Are they the object of derision because of the color of their hair? So asks a new documentary. Scott is an American college student in Edinburgh and he wants to meet a pretty girl. The problem is he can't seem to find a girl to date. Why? He thinks it's because he's a ginger, a guy with red hair and beard. And women, especially in the UK, he says, don't like gingers. And Scott was bullied as a kid, and it left him feeling insecure. So he thinks by interviewing women with a camera, maybe he'll find one who likes guys like him. Incidentally, he doesn't want to meet a redhead either. Gingers don't date gingers, he says. It feels incestuous to him, too close to home. But the people he meets aren't very sympathetic. Here's a clip.
No ginger body hair.
No ginger body hair.
No ginger body hair.
What's wrong with ginger body hair?
Because it's like imagine somebody took off their top and it's all ginger.
So wait, should I like shave all my body hair?
Well, if you're going to walk around topless, yeah. Like if you're going on holiday, I would say so. But don't wax, because ginger hair is really resilient, so it's really hard to take it off.
That's a good tip. Thank you. So there's no scenario like where you'd go out with me. There's no scenario where I could be able to get a date with you.
No.
What if I was rich?
No, money doesn't make it. You still have ginger hair.
What if I was super rich?
No, because I'd still have to kiss you, and you have ginger hair. And I'd be thinking in my head, I'm kissing a ginger hair person.
You would think that. That would bother you.
Yeah. Like, you're not just ginger. You're like the joke ginger.
Whoa, that's harsh. Finally, he hears about a huge ginger convention, a veritable redhead festival in the Netherlands. It's an eye-opener for Scott. In a sea of orange, he finally finds a place he belongs. Is this like the Black Power movement, he wonders? No. But the convention might help him overcome his insecurities and maybe meet a ginger-loving woman. Being Ginger is a cute, small, and very personal documentary about one guy's struggles to accept his redness. Chef and Being Ginger both open today in Toronto. Check your local listings, and there's a Ginger Appreciation screening with a Q&A at Bloor Cinema on June 10th, free for all you redheads. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.